New Delhi, in a rare show of unity of purpose by various stakeholders, Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan and also various Naga rebel groups have pitched hard for an early solution to the decades-old vexed Naga insurgency-related problem. In his address to the newly constituted Nagaland Assembly, the state governor Lal Ganesan said on March 21 that due to the unresolved Naga political issue, the smooth march of the state toward progress and development was being affected. He, therefore, stressed the need for an early solution through the peace process that is honorable, acceptable, and inclusive. The governor assured that the state government led by the NDP-PBJP dispensation would be proactive and continue to play the role of a sincere and active facilitator for strengthening the ongoing peace process for bringing an early solution. Notably, in a significant development, NSCNIAM and NNPG leaders on January 14 inked a joint statement seeking to open a new vista in mutual ties and how to collaborate for the resolution of the Naga historical and political rights with the Government of India. The joint statement also said that the NNPG and the NSCN on this day declare our unconditional commitment to collaborate on the basis of our respective agreements, Framework Agreement of 2015 and the Agreed Position of 2017, with immediate effect, for the resolution of the Naga historical and political rights with Government of India. The signatories were Q. Tiku, Chairman of NSCNIAM and N. Kitovi Jamomi, Convener of NNPG. On March 21, addressing different gatherings in their respective camps, top leaders of various Naga militant groups echoed the clamor for an early solution. Solution to the Indo-Naga problem is the only answer to the perennial burden on the people. I remind the Naga public and leaders at all levels to seriously pursue and assist in salvaging our history and identity, said M.V. Niyog Pao Konyak of NSCN Unification at their designated camp at Khehoi near Dimapur. The NSCN Unification, led by Niyog Pao Konyak and N. Kitovi Jamomi, is the principal force behind the umbrella organization of seven militant groups, NNPG, which is all for an early signing of a final peace pact with the Government of India. Kitovi is the convener of the NNPG. I urge the current dispensation at Kohima, headed by Nagaland State Chief Minister, Nai Furio, to shift focus from electoral politics to facilitating and resolving the Indo-Naga political problem. Rampant extortion and corruption in our social, political and economic spheres is the Achilles heel of the Naga people, Niyog Pao Konyak said. In his speech, Q. Tiku, chairman of NSCNIAM, said, "The ball is in the court of India. We are now simply waiting how the Government of India will pick up the threads of the Indo-Naga political talks with the correct narrative," he said. "Let us keep our spirits high and never allow despair to overcome us," he maintained. The election process in Nagaland in February apparently had delayed the peace process, and analysts feel things could be brought back on track at the earliest now. Another group also owing allegiance to the NNPG, the NSCN Reformation leader Y. Wangtin Naga said, "The NNPGs have completed the negotiating part and made known to the Nagas what has been discussed and agreed upon between India and the Nagas. The NNPG maintained total transparency as talk is held for the Nagas based on political history. Now, the ball is in Goy's court and the Naga people should simply observe as to how far New Delhi is serious to solve the long-pending Naga political issue. The Goy should be serious to fulfill what was promised. Come, let us reason together and act together," Wangtin said.